One of the biggest challenges Australia has always faced is how its two communities, the white settlers on the one hand and the Aboriginals on the other hand, how they could live together. The relationship didn't get off to a good start. When the white settlers arrived, they essentially stole the land from the Aboriginals. The situation now is that we have two separate communities, so the two communities never really integrated, never fully integrated. The closest that you get to some form of integration would be the many Indigenous people who work on the land in Australia with and alongside white farmers, or perhaps those who work as rangers in the national parks. So aside from that, communities remain separate. Many Indigenous peoples live in their own communities outside or separate from the city. They're almost like autonomous spaces, almost like another country. But it's not a good situation there for them. They don't have jobs. There's a lot of alcohol abuse, a lot of violence as well. Those Aboriginals who live in the city, they're often part of an underclass. Again, you know, kind of bad situation without a lot of employment. Bill Bryson, the famous American writer, wrote a whole book about a trip he took to Australia. I think he sums up nicely the relationship between the two communities. He describes the situation between the two communities where it's as if they're kind of invisible to one another. There's no eye contact between an Aboriginal person and a white person. It's as if they're invisible to one another, almost as if they're living on different levels or different planes. So much for togetherness in Australia.